It's Thursday, October 20th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Refugees from Myanmar's majority Christian Chin state are pouring over the border into India's Mizoram state. At the end of last month, 1,800 new refugees arrived in Mizoram from Myanmar, bringing the total number of refugees to nearly 50,000. Myanmar, and particularly Chin state, have been ripped apart by fierce conflict after the military took over the country in a coup last year. People in Chin state have been at the forefront of resisting the military takeover and thus have suffered the most for it. The Myanmar military has bombed churches, burned villages, and killed many civilians, including pastors. As of this month, there are an estimated 1.3 million internally displaced people in Myanmar. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ there. See what you can do to help through missiontomyanmar.com. A new study found the number of births in Europe declined nearly 15% in January 2021, compared with January 2018 and 2019. The decline in births came 9 to 10 months after the first COVID-19 lockdowns. The study found that countries with longer lockdowns had fewer pregnancies. Sweden, one of the few European countries that did not implement lockdowns, experienced normal birth rates. Members of Parliament in the United Kingdom approved a new pro-abortion amendment to the government's public order bill this week. The amendment would put buffer zones around abortion mills in England and Wales. Those who, quote-unquote, interfere with someone seeking an abortion within the buffer zone could face up to 2 years in prison. Alethea Williams, with the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, warned, quote, "Ordinary peaceful citizens now risk substantial jail time for the simple act of praying in public and offering help to women in need," end quote. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank recently canceled the account of the U.S. nonprofit National Committee for Religious Freedom. Chase even demanded the nonprofit's donor list and any political candidates it would be supporting for the account to be reinstated. The nonprofit was started by Sam Brownback, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. Appearing on Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, a Family Research Council broadcast, Brownback warned that other faith-based organizations are facing similar corporate suppression.
I don't know how many groups, but so far it's been dozens that I have personally talked to that have had a similar experience like this that are faith-based or faith-related organizations. And to me, this is terribly troubling. This is one of the very foundational pieces of human rights that allowed for the freedom of creation of this nation.
Send a polite letter of objection to Jamie Dimon, CEO of Chase Bank, at 270 Park Avenue on the 31st floor, New York, New York, 10017, or call 212-464-1909. That's 212-464-1909. Election Day is just weeks away, and millions of Americans have already cast ballots. Voter interest appears strong, like it was before the 2018 midterms. Meanwhile, Democrats are losing their lead in the generic ballot, the question of whether voters support a Democrat or Republican candidate. Data from yesterday's 538 generic ballot found voters just barely favor Democrats at 45.3% over Republicans at 45%. That's down from 6 months ago, when Democrat support was leading by over 2 percentage points. Daniel 2, verse 21 says that God changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. In the face of surging inflation, the Internal Revenue Service released higher tax brackets and standard deductions. The standard deduction for single individuals is up $900 to $13,850, while the deduction for married couples is up $1,800 to $27,700. Meanwhile, the cost of living is up over last year. Rent has increased by 7.2%, electricity by 15.5%, groceries by 13%, and health insurance by 30%. And finally, the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary adopted a resolution that only biblically qualified men can be pastors. The resolution supports the public position taken by the seminary's president, Albert Moeller, during this year's Southern Baptist Convention meeting. The resolution comes after SBC-affiliated Saddleback Church ordained three women last year. Moeller praised the seminary on Tuesday for, quote, defining pastor as both function and office and limited to men by Scripture, end quote. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 1:13, hold on to the pattern of sound teaching that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 20th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.